The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Watley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey folks, it's me, Ben. I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi everyone, it's me, Mike Lane. I am playing someone new this time, Aaron Jefferson. My pronouns are he, him. So I was going to say, Ben, way to just like knock it out and go on cue without Fred here. And then I was like, wait, no, you're first.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And then I screwed it up. See?
That's what happens when you get into your head. Hey, if you don't know it by now, we are missing two people from our cast. We murdered them.
They're gone.
Oopsie. Yeah, bye.
Allegedly.
Allegedly murdered. Definitely. Actually, they're not. They're fine. They just don't like us anymore. Kidding! I'm kidding. It's fine. Yeah, they'll be back with us next week. So super excited for them to have a pooping episode where they're going to be on the can.
And it's the two of them, so who knows what they're doing.
Going to burst nothing. Some intrigue.
Probably nothing.
No, probably nothing. They're probably pooping in two separate locations.
I'm going to guess Edward's just crying. Well, he's not even pooping. He's crying in the bathroom. Because I can't find Wally. I can't find Wally.
Yeah. He can see himself in the reflection of, like, the toilet paper holder. And he looks so small. And he's like, it's true. No. My goodness. Okay. Let's roll some lucky lucks. So, Aaron, you did not play with us last time, so you don't get luck. So I am going to say that only Max gets luck, and when Steph and Fred come back, their characters won't receive any luck rolls either. So Max, you can gain one more for your HP, and I think you're full now.
I'm finally topped off.
Okay.
Boom.
And now Just Ben is going to be rolling luck for Max, and this luck roll is brought to you by Lillian, Ben Apperson, Travis Wilhelm, Julian C. Peck, Sean Leo, Michael Urban, Amelia Zuckerman, Sean Dais, Richard Bruce, Armiao, Emil, Petarkis, Alexandra Krizoska, Kara, John, Mel Wilson, Mike Weber, Mike B., Kenneth Cruz, Ozymandias, Aaron Still, Andrea, Davos, Campbell Richmond, Christopher Nitkin, Donnie Geralds, Stephen Summers, Stephen Burnett, Brad Brockway, Molly M., Grant Gooding, Leo Walker, Weird Girl, Seamus Halford, Dan Orlowitz, Rick McGrick, Landon Smith, Balui, Matthew Simone, Veronica C.R. Washington Ramos, Bill Siegler, Jenna Floyd, Ann Cockrell, Jonathan Kant, Vlad, Dan Wheeler, Ed Graham, Angela Tracy, Tobias Goltz, Sharon Grafton, Martin Olt, TJ Ashley, Jacquiote, William Sachowski, Not the Brain, Melissa S., Zypher, Jennifer Gatlin, Jack Reedy, Taylor Beaver, Scott, Might Be Kelly, Thomas Stanley, aka The Nerdly King, Johnny Scott, Jonah Eisenstock, Raul Rodriguez, Matthew Morris, Russ Walker, Daniel Martin Garcia, Headface, Zach Sloan, Kieran Medley, Jeff Ward, Amber Schmidt, Big DM Energy, Jenna Floyd, Alex Coral, Robert Hayes, Stephen Powell, Craig Hart, Jorian Hattink, Brom, Hey, It's Hannah, Jeremiah Tootle, Brad Mack, Kyle Sherman, oh, and hey, here's the Squid Bellies, John Schaefer, Brad Mack, Allison Ravy, and of course, our Nighthawk stands, Michael Yoon and Kaven Edifa. Max.
Well, you know, I love that I had the opportunity to roll, but unfortunately, I only was 2 points away from being topped out, so there was no need to roll, so I'm at max health, max luck. Max Anderson is here. So, you know, just in time to meet a new friend today, maybe, or an enemy. Maybe... Listen, for real heads Frenemy. Know that sometimes when my characters meet new characters, they instantly kill them. So who knows what'll happen?
But can I absorb him?
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to meet Aaron. It's very difficult for me to not know all the things that I need to know about him. I should have checked my email prior to this podcast. Let me get gmail.com.
Yes. Review your dossier on one Aaron. What, Jeffries, you said? Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Aaron Jefferson. Any middle name? Or is that, or are we gonna, is that, wait for this.
Are we doing middle names?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm just asking.
It says, if this message is not eventually replaced by the proper contents of the document, your PDF viewer may not be able to display the type of document. So I'm going to go in blind on this, and I'm cool with that. I trust your judgment. Closing my Gmail.
Okay. Thank you, closing Gmail.
Yep. Here we go. Max, you are in the library, right? You haven't left this location. You have your Game Boy 3DS there with you. And suddenly, both Edward and Clara say, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And they just zip off to different locations.
Ooh, ah, well, Clara, Max just says this out loud. Wow, Clara, wow, you know. Reassuming leadership, that's a lot of stress. I understand. She's probably, who knows what she's doing in there. She might be needing to catch her breath. And then Edward just got, well, based on how doggedly he is wanting after Watley, sometimes you just got to take care of some stuff in private. I understand. Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's right. So actually, I delivered
the
message.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
I forgot you were there. I'm sorry.
Don't forget about me.
I will never forget. How could I ever forget? I didn't fully forget about you, Nighthawk, okay? I would never fully forget about, I'm tall, you know, I've got these new pectoral boobs. I can't quite, like, look down as easily as I used to, you know what I mean?
Yes, so. I should stay at least a 40 degree angle from you to ensure that you can see me beneath your new...
Listen, you
muscles?
Are too... Yes. Yes, so always, you need to, because my neck, my traps, I believe is what they're called, I can't quite, you know, crane my neck down all the way.
Okay, so when I'm close to you, what you're saying is that if I can't see you, you can't see me.
That's right, if you can't make eye contact with me, we're out of luck here.
Okay, got it. Okay, anyways, I'm really glad that it's just you, because I think I kind of, like, cheesed up here.
Uh-oh.
I delivered that message.
Yeah, great.
Okay, great. But yeah, so as it turns out that when it comes out of like a flock of birds that have been stuck in a freezer for a very long time, sounds a little scary. And I think I might have killed Wally.
Killed him?
I think.
Well, okay. Here's the, okay, Nighthawk, here's the thing. Okay, Nighthawk, bring it in close, and Max will get on one knee to, like, be closer to, like, eye level, because I assume Nighthawk is shorter than me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing, Nighthawk. You are a protector of this island, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I consider myself the same, right? Listen, we both appreciate Watley's commitment and overall sacrifice for the island, yes?
Of course.
But here's the thing. He is... And Max will look around, make sure that Edward is nice and gone. He is a monster. So, yeah. I'm kind of going to start... You know, I was going to pitch it to Clara, and I knew Edward was just going to say no anyway. He's just going to assume no for this idea. I was going to pitch it to Clara, no more monsters on the island, period.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, that sounds good. I feel like we should have a zero tolerance for monsters.
Absolutely. And if you're like Whatley, he could send a letter here. I'm not going to deny him some contact with Edward. And if Edward leaves and wants to visit him, that's fine. If he can figure out how to do that, good for him, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think Whatley is allowed back here. And in fact, I was going to go kick his brother out if he didn't take him out himself. You know what I mean? Because, like, if Whatley can take a bunch of people out of here, why didn't he take his brother out? You know, he could put his brother somewhere nice and cool where he can do his crazy monster hunting stuff. But, you know, that's a monster that could get out. And what do you want to feed him? Pig blood?
At the mention of pig blood, Aaron, your ears perk up. And you're like, what? Pig blood in a library? What are these people talking about?
I would like to just poke my head around the racks of books to see who's talking.
You see a very prominent public figure, Max Anderson, who's made waves in the week that he's been here. And you also see an assistant to the mayor, a kid that everyone just calls Nighthawk. There's a smattering of other people, but everyone seems to be kind of filtering out. It's getting pretty late.
I will set the stack of old books that I'm carrying down and walk over to him. Hey, you know, I just really want to shake your hand. You're Max, right?
Oh my gosh, hey, Oaks. It's a timeout on this, Nighthawk. Hey! Absolutely, Max will stick his hand out to shake.
I will take it and, like, clasp it with my other hand and just shake it vigorously.
always cool to meet a fan. Hey, what's your name?
Oh, me? I'm Aaron. I run Aaron's Antiques, kind of... Not on Main Street, but, you know, just down the road.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm a new arrival. I haven't gotten a chance to really look around. As soon as I got here, it's been a whirlwind. Let me tell you, my friends here, you know, the old mayor, Clara, you know, just really just put my ass to work. I tell you what, but that's great. Hey, I'm a big fan of the small business owners. You know, that's me. You know, us.
Yeah, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but weren't you shorter?
You know, a lot of people assume that when they kind of get one kind of clear look at me, but I wear a lot of baggy clothes and I used to slouch a lot, but now, you know, I'm here on this island and clearly my friends who need my help need me to be a bigger, stronger presence here, so I'm sort of, you know, kind of letting myself be as big as I am. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes, you know, when you're out of clothes, you try to keep it in, try to keep it close to the chest, but now I'm kind of just putting the chest out there, you know?
Got it, yeah.
Nighthawk in the background begins, like, pumping his chest out, like, really trying to fix his posture. Be like, yeah, oh, yeah, me too. I'm gonna get a chiropractic adjustment.
You're Nighthawk, you're pretty well known too. I mean, you get around, everyone knows you.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm, like, well-known, but yes, I am very well-known to residents of this island, mostly because I enjoy helping people and that I never do anything bad or wrong. That's what you need to know about me, is that Nighthawk, good.
I've only been here a week. I knew it instantly, Nighthawk. You're doing a great job.
Thanks. I really just get by on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches sometimes. And, you know, that's the greatness of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They just turn you into a good person.
I tend to agree. So, Aaron, about this antique shop, I think we could really... So what kind of antiques do you carry?
Well, you know, the thing about St. Paxton, right? We've got a lot of younger people coming in and, you know, things that are old but still work, you know, just those really durable items. That's what everybody's going for right now. And, you know, St. Paxton has a rich local history and all sorts of stuff. So, that, I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff that you could dig up on this island. And, you know, I just like to collect them and sell them.
Okay. Oh, so you're almost like a bit of a treasure hunter as well?
Well, you know, the business has been in the family for a little bit, and, well, my parents passed away a little while ago, so now it's my shop. But yeah, I kind of gravitated more towards the finding things. That's the puzzle of where things might be, or, you know, maps and treasures, yeah.
Well, buddy, let me tell you, you're going to love this library, I'll tell you what.
I see that you've met my friend, Mr. Aaron Jefferson. Yes.
Yeah, he sounds like a real chip off of your block here.
He's a good young man. Loves to restore things that have been lost and then are found again. So, you know, to each a season, turn, another famous songs. Anyways, I'm about to close shop, so I'd love it if everyone could go home now.
Hey, Aaron, big guy, so, do you,
ooh, yeah, we kind of find ourselves in a predicament.
Yeah, unless, okay, so, hold on, Aaron, Ezra, time out. Max turns to Nighthawk. Okay, so do you think we can, like, get the library to make beds for us like we made it have the observatory? Or were you already... Because we made it, like, magically make rooms for us. Or do you think we should hit this guy up to sleep somewhere?
We could do both.
Okay.
I guess, let's try and find rooms here first, though, right?
That,
like,
sounds good.
That seems smart.
Yeah. Hey, Ezra, here, what... Hey, Aaron, do you mind hanging out a bit later with us? We might need some help, especially, I mean, with your antique skills. Like, we need to, this library, I don't know if you've noticed, but it looks small on the outside, but it's bigger in here. And something that Nighthawk and myself have been working on is kind of charting out this big library. There's a lot of secret compartments and places, and you're all about finding old stuff, right? And this library is really old, so why don't you come along with us and look for a place? I turn to Nighthawk. It's just another pair of eyes, right? Like, that's just helpful, you know?
Yeah,
like, I mean, what if we keep screwing up and can't find a place to sleep, and then Ezra yells at us, like, at least if we keep him around and we can't find anywhere to sleep, we could at least, like, make him sleep on the floor, and you sleep on the couch, and I sleep in his bed. That sound good?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to help you, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, please. Just call me Max. And he just, Max will clap you on the side of the shoulders, not really realizing his strength, so he's really just slaps you really hard.
Wow. That was strong.
Yeah, buddy. Gives you a bit of a shake. Yeah, you're going to help me, aren't you? Ha ha ha. All right, so I think it would be real neat if this library had some type of dormitory, but sometimes when we look for stuff in this library, Aaron, it just kind of just, we just find what we find and we don't really, don't get exactly what we're looking for, but sometimes we get what we need. So Ezra, if you don't mind, if Aaron hangs out with us late here.
I suppose not, but please lock up on your way out. And she hands you just, like, this little hex key that you would need to, like, unlock and lock the front doors. And I'm going to go to bed now. Good night, everyone. See you later. Please don't mess with anything expensive.
You got it. Well, okay. And does it look like pretty much everyone else is gone?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's fucking out of here. Nobody wants to be hanging out at the library at late o'clock.
I think Max feels. All right. So, okay. So that way no one kind of just wanders in behind us. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and Max just, like, locks the front door. So that way we don't forget. And I have the key right here. Puts it in his pocket. I have the key on me. So if we don't find what we're looking for, we could just head on out of here. All right. Okay. Aaron, how about you take a... I'm gonna show you something.
Okay.
And Max will walk him over to where the layout of the library was before, like in a table somewhere in like a study area of the library. I think we looked at it before. It was some room where we had the layout of the library kind of laid out. And
Yeah.
I was like, now, when you look at this, do you see, what do you see? Do you see any extra rooms? Like, just take a hard, good, hard, long look at it. And Max will turn to Nighthawk. This is a good test. Let's see if he could like has the stuff.
Aaron, as you look at the map and you kind of lean over it, you see this haziness sort of turn into a very clear line. And you notice that, like, just off of the south side of the room that you're in, that there seems to be an arch. And you don't remember it being there when you were just perusing the aisles earlier, but it's all boarded up. And behind that arch on the map, there is a room called the map room.
Okay, so you see right here?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking over my shoulder here. I think it's over there.
Oh.
Totally didn't notice it before, but look, it's all boarded up, and it appears there's a room back here. Maybe something to do with maps.
Oh, that could be really useful. Yeah, okay. Not exactly a bedroom, but that we can make that work. So let's do you want to come with? I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do, buddy.
You mean a room that's been boarded up in this library with all sorts of crazy things in it that no one's been in for a while? Yeah, I'm in.
Love that. By the way, what does Aaron look like?
Ah, yes, I'm so glad you asked. Aaron is short and diminutive, very small, somewhat frail looking, but he sports a very big grin, kind of a rounded face, light brown hair, a bit of a hooked nose, not the most attractive guy, but very sharp looking eyes.
Glasses or no glasses?
No glasses.
Wristwatch or no wristwatch?
No wristwatch.
Pocket watch or no pocket watch?
No pocket watch.
Okay.
He's got a black turtleneck with brown khakis.
I hate him. Just kidding. He sounds great. Okay. So are you guys going to go through go pick out these boards and see if there's a room on the other side?
Absolutely.
Do you want me to like carry this map behind us or something? Like, you know, what if other things appear?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Nighthawk, you hold on to the map. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and here, big responsibility, Nighthawk. And okay. Max will take his bag off and kind of hang the bag around Nighthawk. This is my special bag. It's got a lot of stuff in there. Dangerous stuff.
You will not regret this.
I am already regretting it, but I think you're going to do great, buddy. Okay?
I said you wouldn't regret it.
Okay.
And you're not gonna.
Absolutely. I love your mindset. Okay. Let's get these boards off. And Max will just rip the board off.
From inside of your bag, Nighthawk hands you a crowbar.
It's like you already know, like you got it. You knew what I was up to before this. Okay. Yank the boards off. Don't worry, Aaron. I got this. You just set the boards over there safely when I hand them to you.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get a splinter, Aaron.
You're right. I don't like splinters.
I hate them, especially ones that go underneath your fingernail.
Oh, you know, can I tell you something? Just
I'm kind of busy right now, Aaron.
I am. What? I thought you were holding a bag.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. I don't know what that was.
Okay. You know how, like, you get a sliver, right? A splinter in there. And it's, like, deep and you can't get it out. If you just leave it alone, it will work itself out. That's what I do. Who's got time for tweezers, right?
That was your hint. Okay, so I see that the door's been cleared.
Yes, and you know, Aaron, I gotta tell you, buddy, I cannot wait to introduce you to Edward and Claire, because they too have the same mindset.
Are they here?
They're around. They are currently indisposed, but and they are available.
We had Chipotle.
You could say that. You could say that, but they have a similar attitude towards things sometimes, where if you just leave it alone, they think it'll just work itself out. I don't really think that way. But anyway, let's go into this room.
I see what you did there. Okay, so as you walk through the door, it's very dusty and gross looking, but there are lots of huge leather and wooden cases, and they're just like, they're thin and stacked up really, really high. There are ladders that go all around the room, and you see that you'll be able to pull full maps out of these little cases. And they're, you know, stored in a way that they're kind of like encased in an archival type casing. So whatever is in there is really securely kept. You also see a table with lots of drawing tools and kind of like an architect's table where you can like lean it up and everything, but it's like an old antique one that you can kind of like use this little brass ring to lift up. So it's a really neat looking room. In just a few minutes, you can find like where the lights turn on and you can illuminate the room. It's very dramatically lit, but all of the curtains and things like that haven't been tended to in some time are pretty decrepit and gross.
Huh.
Oh my gosh. Do you realize what a treasure trove this is?
Yeah. I bet you could find some really interesting stuff through these maps here, buddy.
Oh my gosh. The potential for just finding stuff is insane.
Yeah, I mean, this island is pretty big, so I assume some maps would be useful, especially if this island is as old as everybody says it is. Yeah.
With this room, when you have... What is your profession, Mike? I'm sorry.
My profession is antique dealer. Oh, wait. Profession. Yes, occupation. Same
thing. Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Antique dealer.
So when you have an antique dealer in your party, everyone gets an advantage to their navigate roles. Additionally, when that particular character spends time in this room before you go on an adventure, or if you need like a particular piece of information, they're able to go into this room and find a map that will be useful to you in your next quest adventure or whenever you need that. So.
That's exciting.
You could also get this if you had a professor in your...
Gotcha.
In your thing.
Who's got time for that?
Huh, so, you seem to know your way around here pretty well, Aaron. I have a... Okay, so, quick outside of this room question for you. And I'm hoping maybe some outside perspective from someone that actually lives here, might be able to... help me with here. Have you seen that big orb in the sky?
Oh, that, like, liquid-looking thing?
Yeah!
Didn't you guys deal with that?
It's still up there.
Yeah, no, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, I keep trying to do something with it.
Wait, I thought, like, you guys did something and it, like, solved everything and then you guys came back?
We solved the direct threat of nasty things on the island. That's all gone. Well, we need to check things out. We need to...
Oh, those crazy-looking things that were building stuff over by the sea?
Yeah, all that stuff should be gone.
Yes. And that banished. Thing that, like, wiped out the hospital or something?
Yeah, that's...
Wiped out the hospital?
Yeah, listen, Nighthawk. We're gonna check on Mary in a minute. But yeah, so that's all that stuff. That's what all that hullabaloo was about. That was the craziest thing that happened. We had to take it off the checklist, but the orb, the big liquid looking orb, still up there because it wasn't hurting anybody, but I don't know what to do with it, and I don't know how to get rid of it. If we even need to get rid of it. So I'm hoping maybe this, I know it's just maps in here, but there might be some kind of clue or some hint as to where we could get some more information about what to do with that thing. I have some ideas, but I don't want to just willy-nilly do things and maybe make it aggressive. Because right now it's just floating. It ain't hurting anybody, but it might hurt somebody. And maybe if we don't take care of it, maybe we can learn more about it, confirm some things. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's all he wants to do.
You want to solve problems. You're a man of action. That's what I'm seeing.
Yes, yes, Aaron. Nighthawk, this guy gets it. Yes, Aaron.
He definitely gets you.
Okay, so do you think we're going to find something with maps? Or maybe we could find a location that maybe has what we need to deal with that.
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah, I'm thinking if the library is run its course for how we can deal with that thing in the sky, then maybe these maps can point us in the right direction of where to go to learn something to do with. I just need to know what the hell it is. And then we could do something about it. Or just leave it where it is. Maybe it's a new friend. I don't know. Maybe it's a helper.
Well, so V, what kind of skill can we use for this?
For figuring out what to do next?
Yeah.
Let me look at my character sheet here. You know what? Roll library use.
Cool.
Do it. You probably have a better shot than I do.
Maybe, maybe not. Well, I did pretty well with that roll. 24 out of 50, so that is a hard success.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, as Nighthawk has kind of like put the bag down next to the table and is spreading out these maps again, and says like, hey, Mr. Guy, Aaron, can you come and look at this and tell me if this means anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so, look at this. And he points to this, like, little, what would be like a compass rose on the map of the library. But the compass rose keeps on, kind of like bubbling a little bit. And it looks like there's a little pool of that same ink, that same, like, texture of stuff that's floating out in the sky. And you deduce that you could bring in a sample of it and maybe try and put it in different rooms to see if it does anything special in the rooms. Because clearly it belongs in this location.
Okay, Max. I don't know. Like, what did you guys try? Did you do anything with that?
Well, 'cause It tried to squish Edward, but I think it was just because it was trying to get into a space and he was in the way, and you know, hey, he's fine now, so it's whatever.
Well, okay, so look, Nighthawk just pointed this out to me,
okay.
And if you look at this, it looks a lot like that orb, like the same stuff.
Yeah.
Here's my pitch.
Okay,
what if we bring some of that stuff back,
okay,
and see maybe if it reacts with, or maybe even this map or this room, maybe it can fill it, because you said there should be more rooms. Maybe it has something to do with that.
Maybe, yeah, absolutely. That sounds like Aaron, you're a thinker. I like this. Okay. Yeah, we can go get some. It's just floating in the sky, right?
Oh, do you have a way to get up there?
Oh, yeah, we have, like, a whole observatory. We could actually, like, just, like, walk out there and scoop it out.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, we could just use the observatory. Yeah, sure.
You guys have an observatory?
Yeah, check this out. Okay, you're a nerd. You're gonna love this shit. All right, and then Max will kind of hurriedly, Nighthawk, bring the bag and the maps.
Got it!
And they'll just both take off up the stairs.
I try to keep up behind.
On your way up, you do see a dormitory.
Ah, okay, cool.
Oh, beds.
Okay, I don't want to call dibs on a bed. I'm fine. Okay, let's go to the observatory, though. At least now we know we don't have to do anything else. Okay, cool. Continues to run up the stairs towards the observatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to the observatory, and you do see that the big... Oh, fuck, I forget what this is called. The
telescope?
Big Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. That the big telescope is still positioned, you know, near the big floating orb.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so it's like, it's basically like pointing at the orb.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all I am going to need to do, because Aaron, you flexed your brain muscles. Let me flex my arm muscles here. I'm going to just walk along that telescope here and just like, well, I guess we need to put it in something. Do you have any like jars? You got a jar on you?
A jar? No. But maybe okay. We can find something.
Nighthawk starts rummaging through the bag and he's like, you have this. And he holds up a flask.
Yeah, that'll do. Take the flask. Hold on real quick. Unscrew it and knock it back. Is there anything in there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's whatever you want to be in there.
Oh, God. God. Ah. And then just continues to drink more of it. Oh, okay. I just need to know what I'm drinking first. Okay. All right. I'll just shimmy my way up there. Hold it. Just wait right here. And I will shimmy up the telescope.
Okay.
So, Aaron.
Yeah.
Super exciting that you're here.
I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. You seem to be really, like, into the whole work of the group. That seems exciting.
Well, I mean, there's a plane going by.
No, there's not.
No. I really, you can't hear that?
I can neither hear nor see it, and I'm actually really good at things in the air, so.
Were you part of a circus?
Once I was.
That's so cool.
It really was, but let's talk more about you. You seem to really enjoy the company of Max, and I just want you to know that he's like a father to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Then you know what? I just knuckle him in the shoulder. You've got a really cool dad.
Yeah, I do. He's very cool. Yeah, and he's been working out really hard recently, and I just don't want anyone to, like, you know, interfere with, like, this really good stuff that he's trying to do for the island. So, I would like to just give you a really quick pat down just to make sure that you're not carrying anything that could potentially hurt my kind of dad.
Okay.
Okay, please assume the position.
Max turns around. What are you doing down there?
Please get on with your flasking.
Okay.
I'm just giving him a pat down.
Good call.
Thank you. See?
Well, so I didn't really have any time to grab anything when the sirens went off and said to come to the library. So it's just kind of my clothes.
Okay. All right, well, tell Max I'll be right back.
Okay. And hey, Max, Nighthawk is gonna be away for a sec.
Okay.
But
okay.
Keep flasking.
Will do.
Yeah, so you get close to the orb within reaching distance.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Orb. Or Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. Is there a Mrs. Orb or is there a Mr. Orb? Anyway,
you just hear
saucy. Okay, I just need just a little bit of you in this flask. It's how we're gonna figure out how to help you. Or if we even need to help you, maybe you're exactly where you need to be. But we're having a hard time communicating here. And the last time you tried to communicate with us, you nearly killed one of us. So, you know, that was your attempt to reach out. And now this is going to be our attempt to reach out. And so I'm just going to slowly put this flask near you just to get a little tiny piece of you. And we'll bring it right back if that is what is necessary. You know, I'm not going to keep it forever. I'm going to give it right back if we need to. Maybe this will help you do what you need to do if we take this little piece. That's what we're going to figure out. Okay? Okay. And then he proceeds to bring the flask a little bit closer to the orb.
A small little tendril of goop kind of comes toward you and makes its way into the opening of the flask.
Ah, all right. So I'm going to, once it like completely fills up and I assume cuts off. Okay, well, I'm going to close it just to keep everybody safe. Again, last time we had an interaction, it was a little negative. So this is just for everybody's safety. So that way we don't hurt you and you don't hurt us. Okay, I'm going to close it and I'm going to bring you back as soon as we know what to do. Okay. And he seals up the flask.
Okay. As you turn around and make your way back down the telescope, Aaron, you see that the big giant orb splits into three parts and makes a little smiley face with two eyes and a big wide smile. Roll sanity.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Yeah, and I assume Max is just like slowly sliding with his back to it, just like not even seeing it.
Ooh, that was close. All right, 62 out of 65.
Okay. So you are fine. You're fine with this. Some things have happened, and this is not the weirdest thing that's happened to you tonight. Okay. So you guys make it out of the observatory. No issues. So. And you have your flask of orb.
Gotcha. And did Nighthawk just leave my bag and the stuff on the ground, or did they take it with
them? No, took the bag with
them. Okay, cool. All right, so do you remember what room we need to take this to? I already forgot.
Oh, yeah, no. So down these stairs, which there's a lot of stairs, by the way.
Yeah, there are.
Past the dormitory door.
Okay.
And then in the back of the library, that's where the map room was at.
All right, yeah. Oh, the map. Bring it back to the map room. Duh, okay. And away we go.
On your way to the map room, you do see the gallery, so that's on your way.
Gotcha, okay.
So are you going straight to the map room?
Might as well, yeah. Let's go. But I, when we see the gallery, I was like, okay, now, Aaron, now that's a pretty cool gallery in there, and I assume as an antiques guy, you're probably going to want to check that out pretty soon, aren't you? Yeah, well, once we figure this thing out,
we'll... I swear, I did not remember seeing this. Was this here?
You know, it was and it wasn't. That's the fun thing about the library.
I would have definitely been at this library more if I knew there was an observatory here.
Right? It's so cool. Okay, I think, listen, I'm not, Max looks around for no reason. I'm trying not to take all the credit, but I think it's because I'm here. Okay, I think, you know, I just think I'm very special and I think it's because of me. You know, what can I say? Anyway, let's go to the map room.
You both get to the map room and let me know what you do.
Okay. So now if you recall that ink that was on that map looked a lot like this. So why don't we see what happens if we dab a little bit on this map?
Hell yeah. Now, what I will say, Aaron, is that if you could just wait just outside the room. In case this goes crazy, that way you can go get Nighthawk or some help. That way we're both not trapped in here. If something, not to say that you would ever be trapped with any of us in any kind of dangerous situation, buddy. No, we're very safe people. Don't worry, but please wait outside the room.
Oh, all right. Do you want me to listen?
I mean, just keep the door open. You can keep the door open.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, keep the door open. Gotcha. Please keep your eyes on me. If something bad happens.
Yeah, safety first. I'm with it.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, if you could go ahead and, you know, one of those boards we set aside, go ahead and just hold one of those in case you need to, like, knock anything back. Just in case anything bad happens. You never know. And Maxwell, unscrew the top of the flask and kind of wait for anything to happen.
Do you pour it out?
He unscrews it, like, thinking in his head that maybe it'll, like, shoot out like a geyser reason.
That doesn't happen. No.
Cool. Okay.
It's the coiled snake thing.
Yes. It's like, okay, so I will pour a little bit on here and on the spot where and on the map that's still there. I kind of pour. I tip the flask over on to the table.
Okay. So, and you're pouring it onto the map of the library,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you reveal a legend.
I am legend.
No! So the map is several pages long, and I mean, so it's like, yeah. I think 4 pages long, I believe. But there's a full legend there, and this ink spreads out and it becomes the ink of the legend, and it spells out all of the different rooms and places that you have. And I'll go through those for you now. You do have a weapons and munitions store. There is a butterfly enclosure. There is a recovery pond. There is an infirmary. There is what looks to be a sanctuary for Clem. There is a tavern, a map room, an observatory, and a crow's nest. There is an arboretum and a workshop. There is a laboratory. And beneath that, there is a weird laboratory.
But weird is weirdly not capitalized.
Weird laboratory from my heart and from my head.
There is an occult archive, an occult library, an occult temple, and an occult workshop. There's a game room. There is a home theater. And I think that's all.
Okay, I got most of that written down. I'll just re-listen.
I have all of those for you.
Oh, okay.
And the dormitory and
dorm, yeah.
Gallery.
Yeah.
Gallery.
Dormitory, forgotten lab, or forgotten gallery. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit!
You've gasped multiple times and sounded giddy at least 6 times. So what it is it safe?
Yeah, it's safe. Come on in. Come on in. Check this shit out. Apparently these are all the rooms that are in the library. Holy shit!
I hurry over.
Yeah, you see that there's now this big legend on this first page. And it's fully filled out with all of the list of rooms that I had given to Max earlier.
What?
Yeah, this place is huge. How? This is like a science center. This is more than just a library. This is like this is a whole facility. Holy shit.
I think I could spend the rest of my life in here.
Be careful about saying things like that when you're hanging with us. But anyway, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What, you'll keep me safe?
Sure, I'll try. So I think what we should do, if this little amount of the ball gave us the legend, if we bring all 4 of these pages of the layout of the library up there, hey, how are you? I just hold it up and the whole orb just slappy... Bappy's onto here. I'm so sorry. I'm new to talking a lot.
Well, that's definitely an idea. My stomach is growling, sorry. That's definitely an idea. Do you think that maybe we should do it in controlled amounts?
Hey guys, I'm back!
Oh my god, hey!
Oh!
Just had to go for a little run.
Oh, you just had to? Oh, you just got too much energy built up in you, buddy?
I have to get out of me!
Yeah, I gotcha. Hey, check this out. Look, these are all the rooms that we can get in the library now.
Whoa!
Right, there's a game room for you. Holy shit!
There's a crow's nest.
And there's a... Yeah, that's your room. That's your room, as long as it's, like, safe and cool. Sorry. Up there. Yeah.
What's the next step?
I believe you said, what is the next step? That's a great question, bud. I think we should just, well, you know what filled this out was the part of the orb, the icky inky orb. So I think we just use the orb to just fill the rest of the map. I mean, control the mounts, yes, but I mean, Aaron, you're playing with the big leagues now. You're with the big boys now. We go big or we go home, all right?
All right.
And so instead of tiny amounts every time, I said we just bring this whole map up there and just say, come on in, and just point it at the big orb.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, I've got you on my side. What could go wrong?
Exactly! We'll be totally fine. Right, Nighthawk?
Uh-huh!
Okay, cool.
Sorry, my voice cracks. I'm still growing.
Absolutely. Hey, absolutely. That's why you gotta run sometimes. Do you need a snack?
Yeah, actually, that would be excellent.
Check my bag.
And he finds an old toaster strudel.
Yeah, I'll do you.
Okay, so we're taking all four pages of the map up the telescope to the orb.
Yeah.
And flashing it in front of it.
Yeah, and so you're like, come on in. Get on in this map.
Do Edward and Clara, like, just really like you for all of your awesome ideas?
You know, sometimes, you know, Aaron, you hang around long enough, you'll know what they think.
Yeah. Actually, he and Edward get into fights all the time.
What? Like, friendly, like, sibling rivalry kind of fights? Like, get over here, knucklehead.
No, kind of like real fights. Like, are we going to walk and talk?
Yeah, we're walking and talking. I've gathered.
So basically, they get into big fights all the time. They're like, you don't know the right answer.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. And everyone else has to listen to it. So it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Oh.
But that's what we like. That's why we're a family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Your family is the family that you can say whatever you need to say, and they still love you after, you know? That's what's important. Okay, who wants to go up the telescope first? I'll go.
Okay. All right. Here, I'll keep the bag and the other stuff down here, and then here's the pages of the map. There you go. And just, I mean, when I went up there, and now you got to be really, you got to sweet talk it. All right, Nighthawk, you got to sweet talk this orb. All right, that's how I was able to get it to cooperate. At least I think so.
And be prepared, because it kind of smiled at me.
What?
Might freak out a little bit if you're not expecting the crazy stuff that's been happening today to happen continuously.
Okay, wait, am I taking all four pages up by myself?
I mean, you could take one page up, and we could each take a page. I'll take two pages if you each want to take one page.
Okay.
Come on, Aaron, we gotta break you in, buddy.
Okay, all right. So just shimmy up this...
Yeah, I'll catch you if you fall.
Yeah, it's fine.
Looking thing. All right, yeah.
Okay, here we go. And step. Everyone roll dexterity, just in case.
Just in case we don't roll well?
Roll a 50, that is a success.
I got 60 out of 70, so.
Okay, great. So you all get up to the edge of the observatory, so you can hop off of the telescope and onto the ledge where kind of the dome part begins, and you have some scaffolding to hold on to. And Nighthawk looks at you both like, okay, so just wiggle it out there, right?
Oh, so we're all up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, here, okay, well, here, you hold one page. Aaron, you hold one page out, and I'll hold two in each hand, and, hey, big ol' Orby friend, hey, hello, how are you? Hey, so, a part of you was on this little legend here, and I was thinking, if you wanted to be, hey, whoa, hey, careful here, like, my semi-adopted kids here, careful with your language there, but, if you wanted to help us fill out the rest of this library map, that would be awesome. And that way, you know, you're not hovering above everybody, you know, and like, I know you're chill, but other people might not know. But if you're filling out this map ink, I think a lot of people will be very happy about that. And I think that would be a great way we could all work together. Huh?
So as you say those words, you see these like tiny little tendrils come up and start feeling at the edges of the map. And everyone that's holding one sees these sticky tendrils as they start sticking to the map and filling in more information. And you see more rooms and more of the legends on the extra page or on the additional pages being filled in as well. And because you didn't fail your dexterity rolls, you do not fall backwards from a very, very high area when the entire orb rushes in through the observatory, through the maps, and starts flooding the entire library. Now, after it's flooded through, you can turn around and see that it is rushing down the stairs, and it's like, it's kind of like the blood scene in, oh, Jesus Christ, it's like one of the most famous fucking movies of all time.
Oh, The Shining?
The Shining, yeah. Thank you. It's like a blood scene from The Shining where this ink is just washing down halls and through rooms and stuff and just completely becoming one with the building itself.
So just want to throw this out there.
Uh-huh.
But what if we got a tattoo with this stuff? Right?
Oh.
No one else thinking that?
Oh, now I am.
I guess we could go and do that.
Yeah, I wonder if... Oh, man. We'll have to... I bet at the workshop, there might be some tattoo needles. There's gotta be. Or if not, we could get some. We just make some.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what do you guys do?
You guys wanna look around down there?
Yes.
Hell yeah, all right.
Okay. Hold on just a second, because I gotta get into my pages here, guys.
I just pray to God that Aaron, Nighthawk, and Max end up with matching tattoos by the time Claire and Edward get back. Like, what?
We've only gone an hour. Like, yeah, since you've been gone, my new best friend here, Aaron, not only did we solve the crazy orb, but we finished the library. So, what's up?
So on your way down the stairs, and after you've, you know, come down onto the deck of the observatory, you see that some of that black ink begins to repair the glass that was broken on the way out. And you see that the telescope is pulled out of the open windows and it begins to like do this deep clean of the observatory. And you see that all of these kind of rusted and old looking things begin to gleam and are polished. The lights are restored and everything looks like it's in pristine condition. As you walk out of the observatory door, you see that someone walks up to you and says, "Ah, hello, Max, I believe. Is that correct?"
"That's me."
"My name is Never, and I'm here to help you with anything that you might need."
"Never? Oh, not, well, it's nice to meet you, Never." And I put my hand out to shake their hand.
"Oh, yes, of course. Here... thank you, sir."
Yeah.
"Again, is there anything that you might need?"
"Well, you know, I was just want..." So are you basically kind of the... Are you the help? Yeah. Who are you, actually? I'm assuming things here, but I'll let you tell me. Who are you?
I'm the caretaker for the grounds, of course. Thank you so much for freeing me from the orb. It's so nice to finally be able to help you in your pursuits. I believe that I was brought here from a distant time and place. I brought everyone that's, you know, come along on this journey to help you. And the orb should be filling in all of the St. Paxton headquarters in due time, of course. Everything should be restored to its proper place so that we can begin the work of documenting and caring for the other universes and galaxies out there."
"Oh, do what now?"
"Oh, all of the terrible things. We'll send crows or some kind of message and we'll help to vanquish them. Never, ever endangering St. Paxton."
"Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine then. Okay, thank you. Okay, yes.
Of course. I would never."
Okay. I can already see where the fun we're going to have, buddy. Okay. So, what does Never look like?
So Never is a very tall, kind of a roughly built person. And you see that they have a very trim beard. So it's almost like a shadow beard, and they have very, what's the correct word? I would say very dainty, like, hair, but it is styled perfectly, and they're in very nice tailored suits, and they have very shiny shoes. They have long, bony hands, but they also always carry around a notebook.
All right. Never. Okay, yeah. I mean, we were... We got rid of all the nasty things, and now, we put someone in charge of getting rid of them, and now, well.
Oh, yes, and now they're gone, of course. If there's nothing else, sir, I'll be on my way. And he pulls a little golden pocket watch out of his pocket watch pocket and looks at it and says, we will have your afternoon. I'm sorry, your late evening snack in the dining room shortly.
Thank you very much. Hey, if you're not around, is there a way to, like, should I just, like, call out to you? Like, how should we get in touch if you're not around?
Oh, of course. And he turns around to one of the panels, and you see that all of the library's walls are now this, like, really beautiful oak paneling. And at the bottom, you'll see little places where you can actually push in these false drawers, and out pops a little phone. You can pick up and the operator will connect us.
Oh, well, you guys have just thought of everything. So where did you exactly did you come from?
From the orb.
Well, where did the orb come from? Because we don't even know where that came from.
Oh, yes. So we have been traveling with the two founders for billions of years, and they've been collecting people that want to help. So we're the friends.
Oh, are you friends with that? I remember the one guy, Xander and Anya. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, they were so nice for like the top 5 minutes I knew them, but. You know.
Well, and we're their friends and your friends, and we're here to help eradicate Cthulhu and everyone that would worship them.
I love that. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Okay, well, excellent. Well, you sound like you're a busy guy. So you go do what you need to do. Yeah, late night snack in the dorm area. We'll get it when we get it. Thank you so much.
Of course. And I'll see you around.
Okay. I turned to Nighthawk. Oh my god, Nighthawk, we got a butler.
That's so cool.
There were people in there?
Oh yeah, roll sanity.
Both of us or just him?
Just him.
That's what I figured. I...
90.
Oh,
I knew it. I had a feeling. I was like, I better get to my sanity section. Better get to the sanity section.
Nighthawk, tackle him. Get his ass. Be careful, Mike. Like I said, I have a tendency to kill new characters when I meet them. I probably won't cut your legs off.
Aaron, in the distance you hear a scream, like a blood-curdling scream. And when you turn around, you can kind of like hear that it's coming from inside the walls. And for the next 10 minutes, you believe that there's something in the walls. And that's where we're going to call it.
Ooh, it's not good that you can open panels in the walls.
Nope.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ooh, boy.
This is, yeah.
This was a fun app.
Yes, it was so fun. I'm happy to meet Aaron. I'm glad he's just a little guy.
He's just a little pumpkin. Little pumpkin. Little cutie. Hey, Mike, Ben, I really appreciate you coming out for this recording. It has been a ton of fun. So excited that we finally got somewhere with this orb that I have been just... I put it in front of you. I put it in front of you.
It was too close. It was too close. It was too close. Too close.
So it has been so fun. If you want to know more about the podcast and our orb, you can follow us on Twitter at St. Paxton Podcast.
And of course, for more hot orb content, you can follow me on Twitter at Ben Stonick. That's BenStonick.
You can find me at One Gaming Lane.
You can find Fred at I Think I'm Fred, and you can find Steph at Starlit Firefly, and you can find me at Typical Veronica. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi.